Blog Talk Radio.
A nigga move right, not a bitch wanna fight. Soon as I hit the turnpike, she learned about the pipe, how I burn stripes. Now she quiet like church mice, thinking about flight. All you had to do was chill, fuck lies, keep it real, control those emotions, cause the money don't feel. We can continue on the mission for a meal. The secrets of the alchemists are yet to be revealed. Niggas learn lessons cause the weapons they conceal. Everybody living on the edge cause of the thrill. We all dance in Wonderland, taking these pills. Reality only is when you gotta pay bills.
Without her father, because her mother wanted a lover from another world. She never got to be a girl, so she missed it. Considered his mistress, little misfit that's filled with mischief. Now her mama's condom's missing. 8 years old, she's wanting some lipstick. Little girl's getting plump. Her mama act like she don't get it, but she will in a minute. She just entered Satan's theater. You won front row tickets. Open the door to the wicked. The lore of horrors begins. And neglected, but aborted the burden. Now her thinking grew defensive. Lester divorced the mom because the signs got him nervous. Now everybody is hurting. She's feeling guilty and filthy. She grabs her cellular phone and calls her boyfriend Billy. She don't know where to go, and neither does he really. She just wants to be held and get healed of this feeling. Tears won't stop spilling down her baby face. I pray the Lord her soul to take the fate of our lady. Grace made the chase. She carries mace and stays out late. If she does, believe it's not for some love, and there's really no reason to stay up and wait. Mind is wired for good times. She always wants to dance outside. She always got the place to hide and always finds some way to ride. Hypnotized and plus provide. She don't want to say what's deep inside. Hate when she say she just want to die, and I hate when she say she don't want to try. Who filled her with eyes, showed her this picture, gave her this mixture. Every time I see her, she's drinking liquor. I'll fix her quicker if I miss her. If she don't get a mister, she'll be working till the blisters, hoping her own children kiss her. And men pay attention, she will get him for his pension. Make sure his magic limping, use love as a crutch and crush him like a henchman. I hope you've learned your lesson. She never felt protected, so when she gets naked, it's only revenge that's reflected.
Yes, we are back again for some more on the witches. A lot of people were going kind of crazy about the last show when I was going in on witches. I know a lot of people think it's odd how I'm able to go through many different time periods and different cultures and show you how it's affecting you today. And this very much so is the case with the witches. I'd like to state volume 2 of the Kicked Out of Heaven series that I have written is based completely on the subconscious mind of white culture, which deals with many entities and their activities, which are played out through human relations and engagements. These entities, the werewolf, the vampire, the undead, and the witch. Okay. Now the common thread with the witches is that all cultures have had witches. Ancient Hindus, so on and so forth. Early America has many witch stories besides Salem. The Salem witch story, which embodies the many different witch cases that were going on in the Massachusetts area, Maine, all of those areas, New York, in early America, was blamed upon to be a black woman. And she definitely is the Moorish representation, as Islam was looked upon as devilish because it is complex. And anything that is not comprehensible is easier to write it off as evil. Therefore, you don't have to inflict pain upon yourself by trying to figure a thing out, which this pain would be called a headache, is what we call it today. The power of the headache comes from the woman. The power of the restriction of the air of the chest, which is the relation of the python. The python is the suffocator, the constrictor. This is also the representation inside the hair, the lamia, the medusa. The medusa comes from lamia, which is of Libya, Africa. Lamia can also be the root word to labia, which labia major and labia minor is definitely the medical terminology for a woman's vaginal lips. Now, when we understand that labia is also a type of monster that attacks poets and drains the life force out of poets. Okay? Now, all of this is in the volume 2. But this is much information that I've went over the past couple of years. That is just a brief. I really wanted to start out with the Butch Witches of the Isle of Man, who had the lycanthropic art of transforming into rabbits and the bunny. The bunny and the female representation, of course, is definitely a reference towards sexual activity. There could be other things that are referenced here as well when it comes to the activities and the habits of the rabbit and also the hare. But I didn't want to go in, start off with the, well, the rabbit and hare is connected with what I was going to say about the butches, because they, you know, they turned into this rabbit, supposedly. But besides that, the butches being from the Isle of Man is definitely a metaphysic to the type of butches that we have today, which the butch title alone is defined as witch. So therefore, today the butch word, even in slang terminology, is still going to hold the definition of witch. You have to understand that the English language is over 1,000 years old, and the root of the English language is not Sanskrit, it's not Greek, it's not Latin, it is an Egyptian tongue, okay? As we all breathe similar, as we all eat similar, piss and shit similar. There is a set programming of words that all humans relate to, regardless of race or culture. These sounds stem directly out of the Egyptian language, and also goes into a lot of wordplay with the usage of these witches. Okay? Now, when it comes to the usage of the word place, is that's how witches emasculate. So, before we go down the emasculation lane, we need to put a little focus on the butch. The butch embodies masculine energy, and basically they're sucking it out of the atmosphere, and they're embodying it into themselves. And without the conquering of butch females, which... You have to understand that when you conquer as a man, the true form of conquering is to make the one that you conquer to enjoy said conquering. Okay? So when you have a loving wife at home and she enjoys the sex and the submissive role that she plays during sex, or even if you allow her to explore dominant roles during the course of sex, and not necessarily strap on or any crazy shit like that, but just simple psychological wordplay, with the roles, you will have a more healthy household. Okay? So, due to the fact that these butch lesbians aren't having any type of sex, that is supposedly the cultural rule amongst them, that the butches don't have sex. They are basically sucking masculine energy out of the air. And how are they allowed to do this? Because the majority of them are traumatized, and they've been, and it's been socially accepted for eons that women can copy males. So a lot of these traumatized women and women who want to copy males and inflict pain as they have felt pain from a man, they are sucking the energy out of the air, and this is an assistance towards the emasculation of all men across the board, I do personally believe. Okay? So, this is also with the cutting of the hair, which is can be related to feather plucking, which is a practice that birds carry on when they do not know what to do with their children. When they don't know how to raise a child, a bird will pluck their feathers out of their body on purpose, intentionally, to deflect the male and not attract the male, which will bottom line guarantee that you won't get pregnant. And she won't have to deal with the responsibility of a child because she doesn't know what to do with it in the first place. And that's what we're dealing with a lot of these women out here, specifically butches, as butches are sexless and they also don't want to have children. The word butch comes from the Isle of Man and a group of witches from the 1300s, okay? Let's be clear on that, okay? So that's one layer of it that doesn't even have anything to do with the immediate relationship with you and the witch inside your household, which are using the sounds in certain words, of course, and with their frequency of voice, which is emasculating you. And their demands are what we want to call henpecking. Henpecking is not necessarily a witch word. That's not a witchcraft word. That's out of the cuckold. But a lot of these layers are of the same situation. You have to understand that. So when we're talking about the werewolf, the witch, the devil, all of these things are in the unconscious zone of battling when it comes to the human existence. So this is very real in the male's world and in the female's world, this unconscious level that we're battling on. And the males don't know anything about it, but females do know and have accepted to claim witch and to take man on in battle format as a witch, and that's what we're going through right now. Okay? It's a very serious issue. So, let's go to some other things about the witch. We have the familiar. What is a familiar? A familiar in 1400s, 1500s, any woman with a pet, any form of pet, we're talking about a chihuahua, a cat, a rabbit, a squirrel, we talk about a gnat, a fly, a mosquito, a dog, okay, even little children are considered familiars. Anything that is of a smaller size to a woman that she can control would be a familiar. Now, these familiars are actually supposed to be devils in animal form, and also pigeons and birds can be considered familiars as well. So this is definitely the situation where you see cat ladies, or when you see women who have a lot of pigeons around the house, or dogs always around them, things of this nature, is a psychological position of needing to have control. And control when they're biologically adapted to chaos, which you have to understand that the woods and the the forest is both chaos and order at one time. Okay. But they are acclimated towards chaos, and they desire order. Okay. And this is where they desire the male. Okay. They desire order, and order is a thing that they will never be able to fully possess. So they have to try to make sure that it is in a material, external format for them to control and tell what to do. There usually is a secret communication. This communication is usually done through the feeding of the witch to the familiar is done through a teat or done through tidbits, and that is literally the words that were used in the ancient times. In the olden times, it was called tidbits. So when you see tidbits of today, or nibble or kittles and bits, nibbles and bits, and all of that type of language is all witchcraft language, okay? And that's denoting a witch feeding one of her miniatures, or one of her familiars, which later developed into a favorite, which later developed into a midget. You know, usually in ancient times, there was always some small entity that was held up to hold a magical, they were revered to hold a magical intelligence, basically, that assisted kings, queens, and that stemmed from the witches and their familiars. To me, as I stated in the volume 2, due to the rate of infanticide that was going on at the time, I definitely looked at these familiars as an indirect excuse or the embodiment of dead infants. And this was the case. I noticed this type of activity in tribal Africa. If a mother lost babies during a birth or for any other reason, it didn't make it through the first 6 months or anything like that, they would make a little doll and carry the doll with them at all times. And the doll was in a representation of the infant that passed. And the infant that passed would assist with any needs from the other dimension, okay? And the other dimension, hence it being atmospherically, it's an atmosphere level, so it's higher than us, of course. And got more power from that level to make things work. That's what it is. And that's how I computed the element of the familiar. Now, the familiar, during these times, there was a witch hunter, and I think the next show I'm going to do is going to be on the different witch hunters, different type of witch hunters that they had going on at the time. But the familiars had a lot of different names, and some of these names that we still use today. So there was a cat named Sugar and Sack, News, N-E-W-E-S, was how it was used during that time. And all of these are familiars. These are animals, are little demons that help the witch carry out their work. You had the word blue was one, white was one. I've seen tomcat, throw her over the dike. There's a lot of other phrases that were being used at the time that were the titles for these familiars. And also some of these were phrases for spells that were so-called castings, the mummerings of old ladies, the mumbles, because you have to understand that it is the high-level neglect, and also it's the high-level neglect that was going on during the Dark Age that women were experiencing, and the high level of lack of education. A lot of them weren't educated. They were 60, 70 years old. You know, they couldn't work anymore. A lot of them, you know, had many miscarriages. You know, they were raped ridiculously throughout brothels and the bathhouses when they were younger. And this is what turned out. They turned out insane. So when they were ugly and had nowhere to go and were neglected, and this downhill by mandate was happening at the age of 30. By the age of 30, when you get 30 to 33, if a woman didn't make a friend with a man out of one of her Johns, one of her clients or whatever, and get to marrying him, the city would marry her off into to a vagabond that was roaming the city. Okay? The city would spend their own finances to marry the prostitute out of the house, because the city mandated that the prostitutes had, that the prostitute homes had beautiful women in them. Okay? So by the time it's 60, 70 years old, they were used hags, and then they created excuses as witches, to what our intelligence is, to burn them at the stake and also take all of their earnings and everything that they had, which was their earnings, depending on how it was discovered that they were a witch, if it was done by Inquisition or if it was done by a witch hunter, which there was two different systems rolling, because one system with the witch hunter was done in the municipality. That was done in the regular city, and then the inquisitors was, of course, ecclesiastical. And they would compare notes, and there has been mentions of each other, of, you know, inquisitors visiting torture chambers of the executioners for the municipality and witch hunters, and vice versa. Okay? So, when, you know, they would get sent to the stake, man, the old women would get sent to the stake, and this is also how herbs and everything got snatched out of the midwives, and the males you have to understand that in the Kicked Out of Heaven series, we're going over the entirety of Europe. That's a continent, so there's a lot of different variations when it comes to country. So to get down to the details, you would definitely have to go to the specs of what was going on at the time and what the religious influence was, and also prior wars and other weather influences that could have altered a mentality in one region versus what was going on in the other. But there was always base similarities with all of them, inclusive with the language and how it was used, with the word witch as well, which the word witch means wit, okay, to have wisdom. Okay, so, and during these times, you have to also understand that there was no gender specific to the word witch. It was male and female were both classified as witches, and Ireland was the only zone where there was a major case of the majority of witches were male. Okay, so, besides that, when the midwives, they started taking away the herbs, because a lot of women would claim that stillborns or other things that they may have not been fully educated about that were complications during the course of labor or giving birth, you know, they would blame it on the midwife doing some type of witchery trick, you know. And then they would send her to the stake, and then after a while there were so many of these cases, even though there is mentions that the church influenced this mentality to give a full reliability upon God mentally, so they had to remove the usage of herbs. But it is very clear that when you go through the medical documents of the medieval times, they definitely understood herbs, they understood oils, and they understood a lot of other elements when it came to minerals and existence and survival. But some of these elements, as also ancient Islam, as also ancient Egypt, and other religious practices and civilizations involved with using human body parts and also animal body parts that we today socially would classify as grotesque activity. Okay, but this was the normal basis of human understanding for thousands of years before we've entered into our Tupperware zone that we're in right now. Okay. Now, besides that, to go back to the witches, witches flying out of the window or flying in the window is just a sign of defiance as flying in and out of the chimney. Okay. These are all things of defiance, signs of defiance. And she knows she is to be sweeping with the broom, but yet instead she is flying around on it. The lying of the nose, the long nose, which is similar to the Pinocchio nose, may have a lot of significance towards lying, and I'd like to draw a parallel to the word funk, which the word funk means to smoke specifically, and it also means to smell from fear. So the smell that comes out of the human body specifically from fear creates funk, okay? So a stink and a stench and a smell, all those three are based off of different emotions that may make you sweat or may make you develop an aroma, okay? So, I had to draw that parallel real quick to show you how deep the wordplay can go when it comes to this whole witch paradigm. So let's go into a couple of songs here, and then we will be right back.
Target City.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, forest, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pockets succeed. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung like a shook one. Watch when the crotch crook come, leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
bitch bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a team. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Cause you confused, you can call the dude. And if I ain't got nothing to do, you can come on through. Take off your shoes and show me your toes. Put an ice cube in your mouth, make it cold. You the only stripper dancing on the pole. Let's have a good time, just play your role. Tonight you can make yourself at home. Tonight I will let you think you own. Tonight ain't nobody gonna answer the phone. Just put the harmony on my flesh and bone. Better than TV and being alone. Being by yourself, playing with some toys. When you need some help, come fuck with your boy. If nothing else, trust me, it'll be good for your health.
Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
She's mesmerized, watching many me rise. Get it in size, pulling panties to the side. He gon' swim and slide, dip and hide till you cringe and cry. I'm that guy, cut American pie. I'm high and by, and she wondering why. Cause you hoes wanna stalk, I'm a hawk in the sky. So I bust her in the ear, left dick on her mind. Adjust her to spine, bust on the ride. Kick her outside, put her on a leash. Clog her mouth and she try to speak. Go fuck her tail, mascara's on her cheek. Make her open wide, but not take a leak. It's nothing to me, she's a double freak. I'm a low down, dirty, shame, nasty creep. Don't need no love, we above the cheek. Just stuck on me while you hum.
Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. We was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Yeah, you remember that special someone that gave it to you, probably broke your virginity. You remember the sweating. You remember that fucking. You'll never forget it. It may not be the person you're married to right now.
may not be your baby mama or your baby daddy, but you gon' remember that motherfucker. You'll always remember that person. When you see him on Facebook, you send him this track. You know that email, you send him this track right here. You just tell him, I remember you and the times we had, though we may never have them again.
Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Memories of you with me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Yes, the memories is how you do it. That's how you win. Now, I know niggas is wondering, yo, where's the solution? You just explaining all the witches and how they take the babies and they burn the babies into the ashes. And then they take the ashes and they put it in the bread. And then they make the good old sandwich. That's how you eat the sandwich, with the baby ashes in the bread, man. And that's what they do. So where's the defense? The defense is iron. You see, witches can't pass iron. And what they're talking about is witches can't pass a strong man is what that is. You see, the iron, in a woman's eyes, men will always be painted as the devil because the man doesn't allow them to do what they want to do. So as long as you don't allow somebody to do what they want to do, you are the big bad guy. You are the big devil. It doesn't matter. They want to have fun, and you're blocking the fun. You are the devil. That's the bottom line. So what we're talking about here is that when we say that a witch can't pass iron, or iron, or a horseshoe made of iron, that's why they put horseshoes on the old southwestern doors. You know, the devil's phallus is half human flesh and half iron. So what they're really talking about is a super hard cockalini. As your blood is based off of the mineral iron. Wow, look at that. So that's what they're talking about. So if you don't have the hard cockalini with blood and iron flushing through your body to make the cheeks a red, then you, my friend, will have the witch in your home creating much havoc. Okay? And you will not be able to control the havoc that is in your home because you don't understand. Now, another layer of defense is understanding psychology and sociology. Why is that? Because women give birth to babies, so they automatically have the responsibility of delivering children. I mean, you know, of understanding human behavior and how humans operate and cause and effect in the social realm. They are all naturally acclimated and aligned and attracted to that type of information. This type of information will immediately make them responsible for their paradigm by all sorts. This type of information is what allows them to accept the reality of their position and them being females, okay? This type of information, dealing with the psychology and the sociology and the astrology, is understanding how to operate humans and to deal with humans. And it also builds a large level of common courtesy, especially when it's interwoven with cases, you know, out of history. You want to use a lot of cases out of history. Your case in point examples when we're explaining psychology and sociology. And this is, well, this is also called so-called game. You know, of what you give a woman on how to operate in the world when dealing with people. Okay, and they will fall in love with you for this information. Love is the breaker of the witch. Love rewires a woman internally where she will feel bad decision making. If you allow a person to operate through traumas, then they won't be able to feel bad decision making. They can take a car and run it right into a wall without a problem because they don't feel consequence and they don't compute consequence. Okay? You have to understand this because this is very significant when it comes to your survival of the witch. The number one thing that's going to knock her down is the half-ironed cock, okay? And make sure you don't pump no cold seminal fluid. It's not going to be attractive to a woman. A woman's body temperature is a little lower than a male's. And she will always talk about your warmth when you hold her or when you are beating the cunt or when it's back there handling his business, okay? And she will talk about that warmth because she is cold-hearted. She has the coldness in her, and it's in her to survive with or without you. So you can't blame a woman for being a witch because it's part of her survival understanding, okay? But at the same time, you have been chosen for a consistent battle to not only for her desires and her wants and for her to build up the anger in you to make you thrust her harder at night, but it's also for you to become sharper, even though it is very tiresome. And a lot of these activities and habits are coming from time periods when we had less work to do than what we are dealing with now. And if that is not the case, then we're definitely feeling it now versus with it. I don't know how it was working because I've seen a lot of situations when you deal with history where work could have been more strenuous than what it is now, but still we're all working, 12, 18-hour days, and, you know, we still have to deal with the hag that nags, all right? And that's just the reality to the situation. So that's what's going to cure it. But besides that, you know, you got to watch out. The witches will go to the cemetery. They will dig up the body, the baby body. They do watch for the baby to die. They can kill babies by suffocation in the crib. I've seen direct examples written down in court trials from the 1300s on how a witch can fly in the window, kill the baby, and then make it seem as if kill the baby while the mother is right next to the baby, and then make it seem as if the mother killed the baby, and the witch will watch for the baby to get buried in the cemetery, and then they will dig up the baby, and they will twist off that baby's head, and they will defat the baby, okay? They will take all the fat off the baby and the blood, and they will put it in a dish, and then they will use it later to dip the bread in, and they will use it later to dance around in at the Sabbath, okay? And that is what's going on. And the black man promotes this, and you have to understand this is white people doing this to white babies in European history, and I don't... So we have to do a digger deep, we have to dig deeper on what the possibilities may have been for early America, as that is also a black space now that we understand the socialism a little bit better of what was occurring. How women literally take, emasculate men by, you know, castrating them. Who knows? The practice was done to me, so I'm going to let you know that it's very real. But you do have to be involved mentally with the individual, I think, in some form. And they can do rituals where your balls, your dick, don't work. Okay? They have snatched your member. And you will have to get it back. And you have to understand that. And usually it won't, your member will be gone just for the usage on her, not for the usage on other women. So when they say, and there could be different forms of rituals for the castration and different styles on the effects. So I don't know specifically. But to understand that, you know, these elements were created specifically to attack men, okay? And I forgot to mention this, the stuff that I was talking about earlier with the baby blood and taking them out of the cemetery. And when they create the potion that they create for the broomsticks and to dance around in is called the unguent, okay, or the unguent. I don't know how it's enunciated, but it's unguent as I know of right now, okay? So the dancing around in the circle, the dancing around in the baby blood, the long nose, you know, and the lying, and people who lie may have longer nose. They have, science is broken all the way down to that point, and they were already mastering that in the 1600s. It's called physiognomy, when you compare the melancholy or the mental status in the different realms of what happiness or being sad may show up, may appear in your whole body. That's including how you look on your facial structure, how you may be sitting, and how you may be walking. They also have the idiot and everybody else classified like this. Usually, witches are going to be mortal women, immortal women, have a high level stamp of beauty, even though they don't all reach the immortal status. That is a status to be achieved on this planet. It's not a status that can be given to you. You know, so the women who are extremely, extremely, extremely beautiful, they automatically fall into goddess ranks. Now, what type of goddess they are is going to predicate everything else, okay? Being a goddess is one thing. Being an immortal is a different thing, okay? Being a goddess and an immortal can be achieved. But you can't be an immortal without being a goddess, okay? That's just, you can be a goddess without being an immortal, okay? A goddess is status of rank, status of, you know, your social rank, your social capability, your worship, your level of intelligence, and your experience rate is abnormal to what a human is. That is also one thing that divides witches from humans, is because witches drink blood, supposedly. So that's an element what the regular human does not do. So if you do anything that is out of the standard box and may be considered extreme when it comes to social activity that's accepted, then you will have a shine, a glow automatically, especially if you tap into things that have been repetitively done throughout time to get that type of energy as well, that's written down in different civilizations, different locations. There's many things you can do to get the shine, okay? And that's why witches will always have this shine. That's why they'll always show you a beautiful witch, and they'll always show you the ugly witch. The witches will be burned at the stake because they bring too much confusion. Love is the true breaker of the witch. The devil controls the witch. the majority of the devils of the witchcraft rule over love. They rule over friendships. They rule over relationships and different forms of relationships. Okay. And this is also the same with some of the saints. Ruling over love, different forms of love, different forms of relationships, okay? And there is no witchcraft without Catholicism. There is no Catholicism without witchcraft. Always understand that. The battle is from within. We must understand that this is an unconscious level of existence in between man and woman, and woman is way more aware about it than what man is. Who did that, I don't know. But I do know that within how it was done, and I'll state that in the 1800s to the 1900s, a lot of words were taken out of the English language that categorized the women into witch categories and also other categories of socialism that we would classify as derogatory today. So, you know, that is the key element there. That's the bottom line, okay? The women want to love. I don't think they want to emasculate men. A lot of women have been trained to emasculate men. Emasculation is the key work of a witch in this zone. Violence is not an element that they can maintain, nor the high-level Sibyl insanity that they used to maintain of the yesteryear. Those elements can still be being practiced today, but it's definitely not being done publicly. So, and in those times, it was semi-publicly being done, you know, taking the human body parts off of the gibbet and the pillory and using criminal body parts and criminal hair and fingernails and different things for different rituals. A lot of it's in my volume 2, Kicked Out of Heaven. So check that out. It's all there if you want to know the truth about what you've been looking at since you were a child. And hopefully there's many doors for you to open up yourself. You know. So, I love the witches, I love the goddesses, I make witches, I make goddesses, okay, it's not a problem with me. It needs to be done. It gives them an ease with life. It is part of the development of a woman's maturity, from the little girl giddiness to, you know, a woman in the high heels, on the high heel. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah. We're going to play a song, and then we're out of here, okay? This is part 2 for the witches. I think part 3 we're going to talk about the witch hunters. And if not, you'll definitely know what the show title is. So check me out on Amazon, Kenan Booker, kickedoutofheaven.com, and also check out the Black Man's Bible. Peace.
Wear shades so nobody can know what's up. It's all of us. Gotta face and face, fuck shit soon. Just wanna show a million on my Instagram. Bitches making a living, hoeing up on the webcam. Every other nigga got their own label, that jam. I move with left hand, I stand in quicksand. This is the wasted land that we need paradise, so we plead to Christ. No matter the size, won't give us a fight. And I see this cheese like the three blind mice. Get away, clean and vote, feed me twice. You need some advice. The games that don't play, better do what I say. If you wanna get paid and make it stay, better get them away. Cause I move through fools like goose and voodoo. But who's cool? I do my dues, most cool. Nigga, I make the rules you obey. Cause I need to go away, just stomp on my feet. I talk through these streets, no honor amongst these. Fucking grip where I wanna hold up on T's. I'ma keep it OG, even when I roll with the class of royalty. Cause your boy put the oil in the loyalty. Good destiny was obviously meant to be. Just better remember when you RIP. Don't catch it, it's tougher, get put to sleep. Nobody has two keys. Did you get the scoop of wickedness? They do too deep. Feel the roots with your feet as you reach for the stars. Do you wanna live large for the fancy cars? Smoke on big cigars, always be in charge. This is the devil's as a gift, God, your heart. Just trying to be smart and survive the dark. And the seven deadly sins, if there's light in this heaven, then a nigga won't see it.